You are listening to another Screenfish One-on-One, this time live with director Mads Hedegaard. Hedegaard's latest film is Cannon Arm and the Arcade Quest, which tells the story of Kim the Cannon Arm and his quest to break the world record at classic arcade game Gyrus. In this one-on-one, we get to speak to Hedegaard about the sense of community around gaming, the nature of heroes, and what it means to leave a legacy behind. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to Screenfish. Doing great. Doing great. Thank you so much for chatting with me. I really appreciate it.
Me too. Thank you.
I'm excited about the next few minutes.
Me too.
I have lots to talk about. I love the film. There's a charm it's a wonderful story. And I was wondering, what is it that drew you to the Cannon Arm?
Right. So when I was at film school, I got a friend who worked at the film school as a technician, and he was the co-owner of the arcade. So he invited me down there, and when I stepped in the door, it was just like, wow, this is amazing. Like the music, the sounds from the machines, the games themselves, and the colors, and then my friend introduced me to Kim Cannonarm and some of the other guys, and they just welcomed me with open arms, and they were just so generous from the get-go, really. And then they told me about this record attempt that Kim really wanted to try to make. And I thought, wow, the combination of these things, like the very simple premise of a man has a goal, does he reach it or not? I really like that. Then I like the man himself and his friends. And then the whole atmosphere, it felt to me as if I was stepping into another world or another universe in a way. So I thought the combination of those things could potentially make a great basis for film. So, yeah, so I just decided to try it out and see where it took me.
Well, I was like, Kim seems like a really neat guy. What is it that you admire most about him?
Well, I think that what I admire most now is his humbleness and his just very quiet nature, and just he is so incredibly good at what he does in the arcade, but he's so humble and he's so chill about it, and I really like that. And I think what is one of the things that drew him to me, or drew me to him in the beginning, was also that he's such an introvert and doesn't speak much, and he's such a quiet guy, and I really recognize that in myself, because I really used to be a very, very, very quiet guy, and very shy and very introvert. So that struck a chord with me somehow, and I was just intrigued by that. Yeah.
He seems great. And one of the things I thought was really interesting about the film, I mean, this, first of all, I'm not going to lie, this was my era, right? So
right.
I have a Pac-Man machine in my basement. Love this. Love the old school gaming.
Yeah.
And one of the comments is that in the film is that people think that it's such a loner type of activity.
Right.
But there's a certain type of community that exists in this film. I was wondering what you think this community means.
I think it means everything, to be honest. The characters in this film, I think, have found this community, and maybe because they lacked a community before they found this, and I think they really appreciate and enjoy that they can be themselves with their friends, and they don't have to pretend to be a certain way. They can just, they're so different, and they allow themselves and each other to be different and as they are, and they respect each other the way they are. And I think that's a huge thing, and I think it's a huge thing for anyone. Basically, I think I know for myself, it's important for me to feel part of a community. And I think people, I don't play football or soccer or any sports for that matter. But I think it's the same being in a sports club or being in whatever you do in your spare time or at work. I think is so important to us, and I think the whole COVID thing the last year has proven that to a great extent, that we really really need to be among other people, and especially among other people that accept us for who we are.
Yeah.
I think that was a long answer, but
it really is fascinating. And I was wondering, like, now, what was the atmosphere like during the attempt? Like, mm-hmm. I mean, this is a confined, seems like a very small space, but right. I mean, what was it like being there for that?
extremely boring.
You know what? That makes total sense.
But at the same time, also obviously very very exciting at the same time. But it goes on for so many hours, and I'm there with the camera, and luckily I had my photographer there as well, so we could take turns getting a few hours of sleep. But it was at times extremely boring. Mm. But at other times, extremely exciting, and you could almost feel the tension in the air. It went on for so many hours. So there was also just people hanging out and just having a good time, and someone drinking some beers and stuff like that. It was just. The atmosphere was, it was so different. But most of all, it was friends who were there. And by that time, they'd become my friends, and I'd become their friend. So it was just also a very, very friendly atmosphere, and just very, just people hanging out, people who really liked each other hanging out, and then this massive thing going on at the same time, and me with my cameras and stuff like that. It was very weird in very many ways.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because I guess I'm glad you said that, because yes, it is a man standing in front of a machine for however many hours,
right.
And even all this stuff's going on and people are participating. Mm-hmm. He's standing in a machine for all this time. Exactly. So yeah, no, that's so interesting. Yeah. Thinking about gaming here, I want to think broader, pull it back a little bit. And I was wondering, like, let's be serious. The arcade doesn't exist in the same form as it did mm-hmm. When these things ended. So I was wondering how you feel the gaming community has changed since then, and maybe how has that community changed as well, or has it?
That's a really good question. And maybe I'm not the right guy to answer that question, because I'm not a gamer myself. Now I'm part of a gaming community, but I don't really, well, I do, when I'm at the arcade, which I'm at regularly when it's not locked down, because of COVID.
Yeah.
I do play games, but if, to me it's more important to hang out with my friends and stuff like that. And I think my impression is that within the last 5 or 10 years, my impression is that the arcades have gotten a second round in a way. I know at least in Copenhagen that the Bibib Bar arcade, where this film takes place, some of it at least, has grown into a quite bigger arcade. So it is getting more popular. Obviously, it's not as near as popular as it was back in the 80s. But talking about the community and which is also what I think draws people to the arcade now, hanging out, and it's not just gamers. It's like, for lack of a better word, regular people coming there, having a drink, going on a date, whatever. And I think, and that's partly because of there's such a good atmosphere, but also because there is a sense of community there. But also talking about modern gaming and stuff like that, I think my impression at least is that that's what people also find on the internet when they play games. There, it's also a community, and they make friends online and stuff like that. So it might not be in the physical space, but the community is just as strong, is my impression.
I think that's accurate. And you know, you see that with some. I think they're looking, there's a sense of desire for community, whether it's online or in person. I will tell you this funny story. I work with teenagers, and one of them was playing Donkey Kong Jr. for the first time. He'd never played it, and he got so angry that he couldn't pass the first level. And I remember him saying this, and he plays Call of Duty all the time. This game's designed to make you fail. And I sort of saw that in this film it's a different style of play. It's a different style of play.
Definitely. And I know for Kim, I think that's one of the things he really appreciates with these old games. He appreciate the simplicity and that it's really difficult, because he mentioned to me the other day, like, the modern games, they're not really difficult. They're just fancy looking, but they're not difficult. You can play them for hours without having played it before. Mm-hmm. These games, the arcade games, you really have to get to know the game and get a feeling of the game. And obviously it's like that for many modern games as well. I'm not saying that, but I think that's Kim's take on it, that he really appreciate the simplicity of the game and the simplicity of the graphics and the gameplay, and that it's not really showing off like many modern games are.
One of the things I love about the film is this idea. It talks about heroes and superheroes, which is not something you would associate in general with someone playing Gyrus. And I love how that works in. I was wondering, what do you think defines a hero, and how does it work in your film?
Well, what defines a hero? I think, to me at least, the definition of a hero is not being immortal, as it is in many superhero movies today and stuff like that. I find that a bit boring, to be honest. I think, like, Kim's he's such a good player, but he's so humble at the same time. And I think in some weird way, and I'm not quite sure even I even know how to put it into words in Danish, but the combination of being so good maybe the best in the world at something, and then being extremely humble at the same time. I think that clash is what constitutes a hero, and then it can take all sorts of forms and shapes and stuff like that. And in this case, it's a 55-year-old guy playing an arcade game, but it could be anyone, anywhere. I think we all have the potential to be heroes if we decide to, partly to make the choice, but also sometimes not to make the choice. And I think Kim has decided not to make a choice. He doesn't do it on purpose. It's not something he's planned out and he's set a strategy and I'm going to be this way. It's just how he is. And I think the pureness of that really interests me, I think. And I think that's partly some of the things I'm talking about in the film about what constitutes a hero, that it's being a person and not something that's not human, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's a wonderful conversation about leaving your mark on the world. But Kim is such an affable. He's such a I love that you refer to him as humble, because even without saying how things go, right, the way he handles that outcome,
yeah,
is staggering. Like, it's, yeah, staggering. It really, and as a viewer, I sat there and, you know, I had a more emotional response, and I know he had an emotional response, but he handles it with such grace.
Yeah. When I see that, even now, I'm surprised as well. And when I was there, when it happened and I was filming it, I was just blown away. This is almost not human to, but it's so human. It's so pure in a way. He's just a very pure human, in my opinion. Mm.
That comes across mm-hmm. in the film. Mm-hmm. Very genuine.
Yeah.
And even the fact that he dedicates the attempt to his friend.
Mm-hmm.
And actually one of the lines in the film I was hoping you could unpack for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sense of loss is the best thing a person can leave behind. As we start, I know we're running out of time, but I wondered, as we start to wrap up, if you could say what that means to you.
I think if you'd, like we were talking about making an impression on the world before, and that comes in many forms and shapes, and setting a world record of like whatever, building a fancy company, of going to the moon or something like that. But leaving... Like, I think the truest sense of the whole thing is if you've made an impression in another being, a human being, I think that's the most important for everyone, and an emotional impression in another human being. So when you're gone, for some reason, if someone else misses you, that's basically enough. You don't have to be Elon Musk or something like that, or someone like that. Leaving a mark in another person is really what it's all about.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Mads. I really appreciate that. And honestly, the film's a ton of fun. And emotional. I didn't expect to be so emotional about a man playing Gyrus, which I am terrible at, by the way. Just awful at Gyrus.
Me too. So difficult.
Bird or Donkey Kong, maybe I can play a little, but
right.
But no, thank you so much for chatting with me. And I really, really, truly appreciate it. I wish you the best for the film.
Thank you. I enjoyed this. Have a good day.
Thank you. Thanks, Mads. And thanks, Karen.